From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Just days after the vice president came out in favor of gay marriage, President Obama has taken a similar position. The president announcing today he's now concluded it's important for him to affirm he believes same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. In an interview with ABC News, Mr. Obama said it's been a topic of discussion in his own family.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And you know, there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we've been talking and about their friends and their parents. And Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently.
President up to now had only been willing to say his views on gay marriage were evolving. GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney today said he continues to oppose same-sex marriage. Recent polls have suggested the country remains roughly evenly divided on the issue. Colorado's governor is asking lawmakers to stay at the Capitol after the session ends today to consider a civil unions bill. The measure ran out of time, but Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports Governor John Hickenlooper says the issue is too important not to vote on.
A majority of Colorado lawmakers support civil unions, but the bill died in a parliamentary face-off between House Republicans and Democrats. After a late night of closed-door wrangling, an emotional Governor Hickenlooper called on lawmakers to give civil unions a vote.
Our goal is to make sure that we do everything we can to try and make sure that there is a fair, open debate on the floor of the House and the Senate.
Colorado's special legislative session on civil unions could start as soon as the end of the week. While the measure has the votes to pass, Republican House leaders could still kill it in the process. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
The nation's top spymaster is upset someone leaked sensitive details about the recent foiled Al-Qaeda bomb plot. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has ordered an investigation. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, the issue is also gaining traction on Capitol Hill.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are talking tough when it comes to leaks. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, says disclosures have real consequences. They can mean less help from foreign partners and hurt secret sources and methods. The Obama administration has mounted an unprecedented campaign against leakers, bringing several criminal cases and igniting a fierce pushback from civil liberties groups. But Congressman Schiff says he doesn't have a lot of sympathy for people who compromise national security. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers are saying they're not happy with how long it's taking the Justice Department to turn over documents in connection with the so-called Fast and Furious case. By voice vote today, House members agreeing to a $1 million cut in money for salaries at the department. In Fast and Furious, U.S. agents were hoping to be able to track weapons. What actually occurred was hundreds of guns from Arizona wound up in Mexico. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 94 points. This is NPR. Newly elected French President François Hollande has started his efforts to try to persuade fellow EU members to shift from an austerity program to more pro-growth policy. Hollande meeting with the EU's president today and is planning on delivering a similar message next week in Belgium. EU officials have said they have high hopes for the new French leader and his ability to build a working relationship with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's been a major backer of austerity measures to deal with some countries' mounting budget woes. Greek voters hammered mainstream politicians in Sunday's elections, but left no clear winner. That increases the likelihood of another round of elections there in just a few weeks. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports a second effort to form a new government has collapsed.
Alexis Tsipras, the leader of Syriza, the second-place radical left coalition, failed to win support for the country's first leftist government. "We saw our proposal enjoys broad social support," he said, "but weak parliamentary backing." His call to reject the bailout deal with Greece's international creditors, the EU and the IMF, was angrily denounced by the mainstream leaders, who said it would lead to massive poverty and isolation. The Greek political impasse worries international leaders, but many Greeks seem relieved after punishing an entrenched two-party system. A new self-confidence is emerging after 3 years of German-dictated wage and pension cuts and tax hikes that could help the country endure an exit from the Eurozone. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Federal judge in Los Angeles has overturned a nearly $10,000 small court claim won by a woman who claimed Honda misrepresented the mileage she'd get from her Honda Civic. Judge in overturning the award to Heather Peters said while Peters has a right to bring the case to state court, federal regulators are actually in charge of fuel economy ratings on most vehicles. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.